I actually just in the last year had an opportunity to get to know Mark Timms, who is CEO of Ziegler Family. And he has a message to share with you that literally will just rock your world, improve your family, and I cannot wait to bring him up. So let's give a big warm welcome to our friend Mark Timms. Come on down.
Nice. Love it. I don't know if I'm mic'd.
You're good.
Okay,
you're good. Awesome.
All right. All right. What a song to come into. I said, introduce me any way you want to introduce me, and that's perfect. That's perfect. Because, hey, listen, we are family. How many of you have heard of Ziegler Family? Have you heard of Ziegler Family? All right. Awesome. How many of you have plugged into Ziegler Family in some way? You get our newsletter, email, something like that? Okay, fantastic. About a third of you. So before we're done here today, you are going to know the what is Ziegler Family, why does Ziegler Family exist, and how you can get involved with Ziegler Family, and hopefully how Ziegler Family can impact your family. All right? Is that fair? All right? So I'm going to take these off here so you don't have any glare. And I want to just start by saying something that should be a little obvious, and it's going to be very obvious to you, and that is that I love my family, okay? And I want to introduce you to my family. This is my family right here. I've got three boys and three girls, okay? And I heard a couple awes out there, and I appreciate that. But before you say that, I want you to know that they're all teenagers. Okay? So I don't need awes, I need prayers. Okay? That's exactly what I need right now. All six teenagers in one house at one point in time. Now, for those of you, anybody have teenagers? Okay, yeah, all right. I should say had or have, because at any point in time, if you've experienced a teenager, you can relate that teenagers were put on this earth for a very special purpose, and that is to really challenge parents. I mean, they push us to the max. And, you know, our family is not unlike any family. I mean, they're these beautiful young children, and then somewhere around 12, 13, aliens abduct them, and then they give them back to us a few years later, and we don't know what we're going to get. But here's the thing that I've learned about teenagers. What if, and I'm going to use what if a lot today, because we're going to flip family on its head. We're going to turn the script upside down, and I'm going to have you look at family and what the idea of family means very differently. So we all know that teenagers can be challenging, right? But what if the whole reason that teenagers are challenging is because they're put on this earth to challenge us to be the best versions of ourselves as their parents? In fact, I'll go a step further. What if a teenager is actually challenging you to test you and see if you've got what it takes to lead them to be a young adult? What if that's what that challenge is all about? It's not that you're testing them, it's that they may be testing you because they need to become a young adult. Our job is not to raise good kids, it's to raise good young adults. And maybe they're challenging us to see if we've got what it takes, and if we don't have what it takes, they'll find someone else who does. What if that is what's really happening? And I'm telling you, we found that and we've seen that over and over. Now, I'm going to tell you that this is the Facebook picture of our family. You know, the one we went through 1,000 of so I could show you the one. And so, but the reality is that this is what our family looks like most of the time, okay? We are a messy family. And I don't just mean messy with paint and messy around the house, but we are a modern messy family. We struggle with technology, all right? We've had teenagers sneak out in the middle of the night. It happens. I mean, it happens. And I went around, locked all the doors, and then waited around for them to come back and try to get back in. It happens. All right? But the reality is that parenting is tough. I asked a parenting expert that spent their entire life helping families today. And I said, I interviewed them just a few days ago. And I said, Dr. Meeker, is it harder today or different? And she said, without a doubt, it's harder. Because there's so much more competition for a family's time. Technology is supposed to be this thing that connects us all together, but it's never made us more disconnected. We're competing for our children's time for their technology. In fact, what technology allows a kid to do is have a separate life. a lot of times your kids can have a whole separate life, and in that separate life, they're in control. They're the boss. And it makes it very difficult when you're trying to lead when they've got this separate life. And I could spend the rest of my time talking about how challenging and messy family is. But if you don't believe me, turn on television. Families have never been more under attack than they are right now. I mean, the reality is that it's not vogue to be a happy, healthy, productive, positive family. It's vogue to be a messed up, screwed up, dysfunctional family. Turn on news, turn on media, and there's no bigger butt of any joke on sitcoms than dads. I mean, it's true. Watch any sitcom and the dad is the butt of most of the jokes. There's even a commercial out, I saw it the other day, of a dad playing pitch and catch with his kid and he can't get the ball to his kid. And it falls short. And the commercial says, there's some things that you just can't give your child. So give him a car. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? That's how far we've gone? But what it means is that it is challenging. We do have to be more intentional. We do have to hit it right where it's at, and it's moving rapidly. So that's my family right there, okay? We are messy. We are a messy modern family. And I can tell you that I'm standing up here, and I'm going to be challenging you to be, do, and have everything that you've ever dreamed to have for your family. But I'm also going to tell you that I'm not standing up here as a guy who got it all right. In fact, I spent probably a decade getting it wrong. You see, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm what some people would call a serial entrepreneur. I'm on my 11th business, okay? I start businesses. That's what I do. And that's the identity that I took on myself. I grow businesses. That's what I do. I sell businesses. That's what I do. And that quickly became my identity. I grew a business out of my garage to seven figures, sold it in 2008, and then turned around 8 years later, bought it back, and then sold it again the next day. That is what I do as an entrepreneur. And I found myself spending more and more time in my business because that's where I felt confident. That's where I had clarity. That's where I could make decisions daily, and people listened to me. And so I would find myself over and over justifying spending more time with my business, spending more time away from my home, because I'm here to tell you that as successful as I have had in business, I have felt just as unsuccessful at home at times. In fact, I'm going to admit to you right now that the driveway of my home is a third of a mile long. There are days that I got to that last third of the mile and sat there. Because I had just had a day where I made 100 decisions with confidence and clarity, and I was afraid of the first decision that was going to hit me inside that home. And that's the truth. I don't know if any of you can relate to that, or if any of you have ever had that experience. But I'm here to tell you that I love my family. Now, raise your hand if you love your family. Okay? Almost every hand is up in the air. You love your family. All right? We may not love them all the time, but we love them. Now, let me ask it a different way, totally different way. Now, I've now asked this question to thousands, if not tens of thousands of people. Next to your faith, is your family your number one priority? Raise your hand. Okay, most of the room raises their hand. We've done surveys of families, okay, surveys, and we have found that 98.5% of everybody that we've surveyed and that I've surveyed in audiences like this raise their hand and say, my family is the number one thing in my life next to my faith, without a doubt. However, how do our actions show it? How does our family know it? How do we demonstrate that our family is our top priority? You know, Dave Ramsey would say he can tell you where your finances are at by looking at your checkbook. Okay, a family, you can tell where your family's at and where the priority is by where you're spending your time and your interaction with them. So the reality is that we love our family. I love my family. Okay, they're my top priority, but I can sit here and tell you I wasn't showing it. Now, I can also tell you that I needed to provide for my family and it was unrealistic for me to not be with them. And to not work and be with them all the time. So what I realized is that one day sitting in that driveway, it hit me. Why am I so confident over here and so unconfident over here? Why am I so confused over here? Why do I feel like I'm not making it over here, but over here makes sense? There was this huge disconnect between these two worlds that were so important to me, and both worlds were important. I had my identity wrapped up over here and all my businesses, and yet I knew my family was my number one priority. And then it hit me. What if the most valuable business that I will ever start, that I will ever found, that I will ever run, that I will ever manage, was the business I went home to every day instead of the business I went to every day? And at that moment, my worlds flipped. Now, how did they flip? I started taking everything that I had learned in business. Every skill, every training, everything Howard Partridge had ever taught me, everything Tom Ziegler had ever taught me, everything Zig Ziglar had ever taught me, and I started applying that at home and applying those principles. Whatever worked for me here, I brought it here. And next thing you know, I walked through the door with confidence and clarity, and it became contagious for my family. And at that point, I knew what I was supposed to do and how I was supposed to do it. And I knew that the most valuable bottom line that I would ever manage was the bottom line of my children. Now, we don't measure the bottom line of my family by dollars and cents. We measure it on legacy and eternity. That's the bottom line of our family. And so at that point, I started taking inventory. I'm like, wait a minute, all right? I want to look in my life. Who has planted seeds in my life? Who has planted seeds to help me, you know, to help me get where I want to go? Who has made a difference in my life? Who has inspired me? Who put things in place so that I could draw from it? And I looked at my father, and he had given me the value of hard work. My brother Ron is with me back here. He lives in Houston. I stayed with him last night. And he knows that we were raised to appreciate the value of hard work, responsibility, and the value of a dollar. And I guarantee both of us can attribute a lot of our success to that. And he planted those seeds. And I looked at my grandfather, and I looked at the seeds that he planted in me. And then I went a little deeper, and I looked at my great-grandfather. This is my great-grandfather, Charlie. Now, I love that picture because that was after a day of fishing. And, you know, he's in his 90s at this point. And I was so fortunate that I got to spend time with my great-grandfather. So I'm spending time with my great-grandfather, and I didn't realize till now in life how rare that is. Not many people get to spend quality time with their great-grandfather. In fact, I would go spend a week with him every summer. I would stay with him. Now, I have to tell you, I thought I had the coolest parents in the world that would let me go every summer to spend a week with my great-grandfather. Now that I have teenagers, I wish that my kids would go spend a week with their grandparents. So I'm sure my parents were just happy for me to go. But the one thing that I remember is that every single day that it wasn't raining, when I was with my great-grandfather, he took me fishing. And it didn't matter if we were in a pond, a creek, whatever. We went fishing. Now, I do have a confession to make, and that is my great-grandfather was not very good at fishing. In fact, every time we went fishing, I caught all the fish. Now, being a young man, I didn't want to hurt his feelings and rub it in, you know, so I just kind of kept it to myself. But every time we went fishing, I caught all the fish. And this went on for years. Years we went through this whole exercise. And then somewhere around the age of 15, I'm still going up to visit my great-grandfather. And all of a sudden, I start paying attention for a few minutes. That happens at 15 years old, sometimes, for some teenagers. And I start looking, and all of a sudden, I realize, and I look down, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Grandpa Charlie doesn't have any bait on his hook. And I'm like, should I tell him? He has to know. And so I didn't tell him. And then the next day, we go fishing again. Same thing. He's got no bait on his hook. And then we do something called trolling. We go to this little lake and we troll. And if you know what that is, you drag the bait behind the boat. And so just out of curiosity, you can't not bait your hook on trolling because it's artificial bait. Just to give you a lesson here. I look over the side of the boat. His bait is not past the boat. If you don't know anything about fishing, I'm here to tell you, you can't catch fish with no bait on the hook, and you certainly can't catch fish if your bait isn't past the boat. And that's when it hit me. All those years, Grandpa Charlie and I weren't fishing for the same thing at all. You see, Grandpa Charlie was fishing for something entirely different. I was fishing for fish, and almost every single time I caught it. But Grandpa Charlie was fishing for me, and he caught me every single time. Every time. Even when I didn't catch any fish, he caught me. And here's the cool thing. He figured out when I was really little that I loved to talk when I fished. And I'd sit on a stump or sit on a log, and he could pour into me lessons on character, lessons on responsibility, and he would tell it through story after story of his life and his experiences. And I just soaked it up one after another. Now, here's the cool thing that I've learned as a parent. Guess what? Grandpa Charlie wasn't just fishing for me. You see, Grandpa Charlie was fishing for Marcus and Mary and Grace and Cassandra and Kaven and Zachary. Grandpa Charlie was fishing for my wife that he never met. I guess you could say Grandpa Charlie was fishing for my soul. And he caught it every single time. Now let me tell you something. We've got to get intentional about our families. We got to know what we're fishing for. We got to know what we're doing. We get so busy catching fish that we forget the people we need to be fishing for. And man, when I started doing this inventory and I started learning the lessons and remembering the seeds that were planted in me, this whole family thing started to get a lot easier. I'm now treating my family like a business, and business makes sense to me. I'm now being intentional about what I'm fishing for and who I'm fishing for. And then I got to the inventory of this guy right here. You see, at 15 years old, it was my first motivational speaker was Zig Ziglar. Can you imagine your first motivational speaker you ever heard? It's like the first time I've been out of in any major conference. There's 15,000 people there. My first motivational speaker. I'm sitting way up in the balconies, and it was like I was the only person there. I'm listening to this guy talk about goal setting and the power of a positive attitude and self-esteem and stinking thinking and all of these things that I'd never heard before, and I was hooked. I was hooked. I bought See You at the Top. I got some cassette tapes that I wore out over the next few years. And then 4 years later, I got the chance to hear him again. This time, though, I was the national president of the National FFA, and I not only got to hear him, I got to meet him. And he invited me to come down to Dallas and be his personal guest at Born to Win and have dinner at his home. That man planted huge seeds in my life. I read the books, I listened to the tapes, and I applied everything he ever taught me to every business I ever had, except my family. But I realized that every single thing that he taught, all the time-tested, proven wisdom, was exactly what my family needed. And I started applying. I started sitting down and having my kids listen to it. In fact, my son Marcus is a Generation Ziglar certified trainer. He's 19 years old. He has listened to Biscuits, Fleas, and Pump Handles 17 times. He can recite every story in it. Why did he listen to it 17 times? Can anybody tell me? Because Zig said you got to listen to it 16 times to really digest it and understand it, so he went to 17. But it changed his life because input in, good stuff out. Prior to that, he was listening to Spotify and playing little video games on his phone, and he started getting hooked. Now he listens to motivational speakers all the time, and it all started right here. So the fact is that I started seeing what was happening with my family and the changes that were taking place with my family, and I decided that this is why I was put on this earth. I was put on this earth to take everything that I had learned and every lesson that was given to me and not only apply it to my family, but to share it with all families. And that's when I sat down with Tom Ziglar and we decided that we needed to work together, that I was in the trenches with my family, and that I could take the legacy of Mr. Zig Ziglar and make it available to all families all over the world. That's why Ziglar Family exists. Ziglar Family exists so that we can empower today's families to be, do, and have more, because we believe every family deserves the opportunity to thrive. Now, what is more? More is different for you and different for you and different for you. We're not here to tell you what more is, but I flat guarantee you that every one of you here wants more for your family. Every person here believes that your family could be more, should do more, and can have more of everything that you ever dreamed of your family to have. Am I right? But what is more? That's up to you. Ziegler Family exists to meet you right where you're at and help you accomplish whatever that is. More is different for my family than it is for your family, but we're here to provide the resources that you need to be able to make that happen. In fact, when I sat down and we started having the conversations about family and community and how to put this together, Tom Ziegler came to my house. I had a video camera set up, and I said, we're just going to talk. And I asked him a completely impromptu question with no preparation about family and community, and I want you to hear what he had to say.
Community is everything. When it comes to Ziegler Family and the fact that we're creating a community of people who believe in these values and want their families to be the best they can be, community is going to be the bedrock of this. And why do I say that? Because everybody has a longing for belonging. And there's no lonelier place in the world than a man or a woman leading their family counterculture to what everybody else says is right, even though all the results, all the statistics, everything say that the culture's wrong. All they've got to do is look at depression and suicide and divorce and all these issues that keep going on, and yet that is lauded in the public realm. But happiness and security and peace of mind and good family relationships, which are the casualties of the way we live in this culture, it seems like that doesn't matter. So if you're going to go it alone, if you're going to say, no, our family, this is what we stand for, we're going to live in a way that sets us apart, you need people lockstep with you who believe those same things. And here's the benefit of a community. You're going to face challenges that you think are unique, that nobody else in the world has ever heard before. And then you're going to plug into the community, and you're going to find out there's not one, there's not two. There are dozens and dozens who are struggling with that. Now, here's the best part. Some of them will have figured it out and overcome it, and they can give you some input. Some of them are right in the middle of it, and they're next to you. And so you're walking side by side with them. And some of them are just starting. And you'll be able to tell them, hey, don't try that. I did. Stove hot. This is why community is so powerful. Because there's some non-negotiables. These are the characters and qualities and the principles that we stand for. But how we walk that out in a relationship, that's where we learn from everybody.
You see, Zig Ziglar has been preparing the legacy of Ziglar family in the life of his children for decades. That was a simple question asked to the son of Zig Ziglar, and you heard what he had to say. We need community. We belong in community. None of us were put on this earth to be by ourselves. And if we weren't put on this earth to be by ourselves, I'm here to tell you, your family was not put on this earth to do this journey alone. Too many families feel like they're on a desert island all by themselves, or an island out in the middle of the ocean that nobody can relate to because everybody else has it together but them. And I'm here to tell you that families are on the same journey as you all over the world. We just need to connect with each other, and we need to do this together. Parenting is difficult. Families are challenging. Families are under attack. Why do it alone? Howard, I wrote this down. The first conference that I ever went to was one of these conferences. It was actually a year ago, and I wrote this down. He said, a phenomenal life is an extraordinary experience of becoming the person you were created to be by living in true community, and that community starts at home with your family. That's where community starts, and it grows from there. And how powerful is it if we can band together and be a community of families? Now, here's the really cool part. When Tom and I shot that video, when I asked him that question, there wasn't a single family in Ziegler Family. 10 months later, fast forward, and I'm here to announce to you that over 50,000 families are now involved in Ziegler Family. In 10 months! That's right. That's worthy of some applause here. There are families that are now being more, doing more, and having more because of the legacy of Zig Ziglar and because they're doing it together. All right? How are we making this possible? One of the ways that we're doing it is something that you guys are so familiar with, which is the Ziglar Wheel of Life. We took the family component out of the Wheel of Life and we did a Ziglar Family Wheel of Life. We have areas on there like community, physical, financial, relationships, communication, work-life integration. You can go to checkup.ziglar.family. You can write that down. You can make it available to your staff, to your teams, to your employees. They need to know what are they doing well and what are their growth areas. Take some Zig Ziglar back with you. It costs nothing. And so that's one of the ways that we're doing it, is making Zig Ziglar's time-tested, proven wisdom available to all families. And we're doing it through ways that you all recognize, and we're applying it to families. Just like I've done in taking what I've learned in business and applying it to my family, we're taking what we've learned from Mr. Zig Ziglar and applying it back to families. We're taking it a step further. You see, this is the cool thing. Mr. Zig Ziglar not only inspired me and some of you, he inspired people all over the world, people who have made huge success in their lives. And we reached out to some of these people, and we did a seven-day challenge. Did anybody participate in the seven-day challenge? We got hands going up out here. This is one of the times that I'm going to tell you as a speaker to get your cell phone out. Get your cell phone out and text to 44222. Put in the subject line, seven-day family, because you can still take the seven-day challenge. You can still take the seven-day challenge. All you have to do is text 7-Day Family to 44222. You will get a 5 to 7 minute challenge from Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, Michael Hyatt, this little known sports coach, Tony Dungy, Super Bowl winning sports coach, by the way, on work-life integration, Dave Ramsey. Then you'll hear from Julie, Cindy, Tom, and so Dr. Josh Axe on physical. We ask them to pour in and say, take your life's work and tell families the one thing that they most need to do to move and to win as a family, to create a win as a family. And then, what's one step that they can do? So you take the seven-day challenge, you start winning as a family, because families aren't winning anymore, and you get 7 wins in a row. If you're in sports, what's 7 wins in a row called? A streak. So now you're on a winning streak. So you take families that are surviving and not thriving, and they start winning. And once they start winning, they want to keep winning. And that's what the 7-day challenge is all about. So, one of the things that we want to make available to you today is that you heard from me my personal story. That personal story of taking everything that I've learned in business and applying it home. Now, I went a step further. I actually physically incorporated my family. You can look up on the Incorporate website and see 2B Tims LLC as a registered corporation, because I didn't know where to start and where to stop, so I took everything that I had known. I can't function in my company without a staff meeting, and yet I wasn't having intentional meetings with my family. And we started having board meetings, okay? My youngest child owns the same amount of shares as I do in our family corporation, and her vote counts, and she now knows that, and she now has a voice. We talk about things as a family. We plan as a family. We have goals as a family. We do things intentionally as a family. Why? Because I now know who I'm fishing for and why I'm fishing for them. We've got a course called Families That Win. We take Zig Ziglar's time-tested, proven wisdom and incorporate it with the philosophies of how to be, do, and have more inside the family. And we use practical wisdom that all of you know. So all of you raised your hand. I'm going to get back up here and said you love your family. Your family is the most important to you. So I'm going to ask you another question. How many of you set goals for yourself, your business? How many of you set goals in 2017? Let me see hands. I hope everybody. Okay, hands down. Now I want to ask you, how many of you have at least 3 written down goals specific to your family? Okay? Now I'm going to ask you another question. How many of you have a mission statement in your business? Raise hands. How many of you have a written down mission statement for your family? 2. How many of you have a logo for your family? Or excuse me, a logo for your business. Does your business have some kind of logo? How many of you have a logo for your family? So you're telling me that your family is the most important thing in your life next to your faith. There is nothing more important. But we don't have written down goals. We don't have mission statements. We don't have logos. We don't take the things that we know every day in life and apply it to our most valuable business, our most valuable asset, our most valuable legacy. And so we break all of that down. We make it simple. And we do it by using Zig Ziglar. In fact, for the sake of time, I'm going to skip through going through some of all of this, but you get the drift. 16 different lessons. We break them down. Some lessons are chunked down into three sections. None of it is more than 10 minutes at a time. We're not asking you to take a tremendous amount of time, but we are asking you to start fishing for your family. And we're asking you to use something that you already trust, which is Zig Ziglar. We're asking you to use time-tested, proven wisdom combined with modern, messy family practices that yield a positive, productive family that knows how to be, do, and have more. And I'm going to give you a clip and a sample of the kind of training and teaching that we use inside of Families That Win.
But I could hit the bullseye more consistently than Howard Hill could have hit it the best day he ever lived. And I'll say it without batting an eyelash. I could do it. Provided, of course, you blindfolded Howard Hill. You know, and turn him around a time or two so he wouldn't know which way he was heading. You might say, Ziggler, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. How could a man hit a target he could not see? That's a good question. Here's another one. How can you hit a target which you do not have? Have you got one? Are you a wandering generality, or are you a meaningful, specific?
And isn't that the question we should be asking ourselves right now? Is our family a wandering generality, or are we a meaningful, specific? Do we know where we're going as a family? Do we have a target, just like Mr. Ziglar is saying there? Do we have a target for our family? Do we know where we want our family to go? Do we know what our legacy that we want our family to have? Do we know what kind of a young adult that we want our child to be? What kind of a mom, a dad, a father, a friend, an employee? Have we thought about those things? Because we think about those things with our business. I thought about those things all the time. I had a development plan for every single employee that I have. I knew where I wanted them to be in 5 years, every single one of them, because if I didn't have a plan for them to be in my company in 5 years, I didn't have a plan for them to be there in 5 minutes. That's the kind of intentionality I had in my business, and that's why my businesses were successful. I didn't have a plan for my kids. I gave very little thought to where I wanted them to be in 5 years. I was lucky to survive the next 5 minutes. You see how backwards that thinking was? We are so intentional about our business, and yet we don't apply those same principles back to our family. That's what we do in Families That Win. We want families to win. Zig Ziglar believed every person was put on this earth that was born to win. Every person was born to win. Tom Ziglar believes every one of us should live to win. Well, if we were born to win and we're living to win, why shouldn't our families win? So we've got probably 15 clips like that of Zig Ziglar's time-tested stories. That's why you can sit down. If you've got children 10 years or older, they can sit down and do this with you. They can participate in the goals. They can participate in the planning. In fact, one of the coolest things, one of the things that brought our family together more than anything was actually sitting down and doing this exercise of creating a family logo and a mission statement together. Now, I'm going to sit here and be super vulnerable, and I wasn't planning to share this. But my family that I showed you up there, we're a blended family. We're the modern-day Brady Bunch, 3 boys and 3 girls. My wife's kids have different names than my kids. We got done doing this exercise, and every kid was so taken by it, so inspired by it. Every kid has something to do with that logo. Every kid knows every piece of that logo and what it stands for and what it means. And there were 3 kids that came up and had an intervention with my wife and I and said, "There's one problem here. We don't have the same name, and we're a Tim. And the fact is that they wanted to be fully united as a family. And the fact is that we operated as though we were, but we hadn't pulled it all together. We hadn't made it all happen. And it took something like this, creating a mission statement and a logo that we could all get behind to make all the past go away and focus on the future and focus on what's really important. And so these are just simple things. Inside Families That Win is a family meeting guide. I teach you how to do family meetings so that you can learn from our mistakes and not fumble and stumble like we did until we got it right. I've got a technology guide in there that you can download because, man, technology is tearing up families. Learning how to manage technology and do it in a positive, productive, healthy way. There's so many tools and resources inside Families That Win. Why? Because it's time for families to win. It's time for your family to win. It's time for my family to win. It is time for us to quit surviving and start thriving. And with that being said, one of the things that you get with Families That Win is access to a closed community called Thrive. Thrive is a Ziegler family community, and it's a community of those families we're talking about. There's over 600 families right now inside of Thrive. And what they do inside of Thrive is they really take it to the next level of connectivity. We do family-focused interviews. I sat down with Dr. Gary Chapman. The expert for this month in Thrive is, can you imagine inviting Gary Chapman into your family room for about 45 minutes and having him teach your family about how to communicate better through love language? That's what we did. And the next month, I've got Dr. Meg Meeker, and she's going to be talking to families about really being intentional and about dads and how important we are to our kids and to our families. And so I've got these experts that come in every single month inside of Thrive. We do coaching calls inside of Thrive. In fact, Tom Ziegler and I are doing the next coaching call. We're doing it together for families inside of Thrive. We do a connected Facebook group where families go in there. And now here's the crazy thing. I've got staff that actually interacts with this Facebook group. Our staff can't even get a jump on it. When families go in there and say, I'm struggling with this or I've got a challenge with this, the community is answering the questions. Why? Because what ends up happening when your family starts winning and when your family starts thriving, do you know what the first thing you want to do is? Start giving back. Because the secret to living is actually giving. So I can help you build a home with families that win, but the glue is not going to be dry until you start giving back to other families. That's what solidifies it. That's what makes it strong. That's what makes it solid. So the problem is that I interview all these families, and all these families say, hey, family's most important to me. But one thing we also learned is not only do families want to be in community with other families, but every single family has something special to contribute to another family. Without exception, there's something unique about your family and your family and your family and your family that's different than your family and your family and your family. And you have something special and unique that can inspire your family. And you've got something special and unique that can inspire your family. The problem is you don't know how to do it. You don't have a place to do it. You don't have a way to do it. And so the pixie dust, the secret sauce, is creating a way for families not only to start winning, but to start helping other families win. And that's when this thing gets really cool and really special. So with Families That Win, you not only get Families That Win the 90-day piece by piece, lesson by lesson, but you also get access to Thrive, which is where a lot of the magic happens. Now, I'm going to go a step further. For those of you, you guys are entrepreneurs like me, you're busy, and so what I have found, and I even talked to one of you out there, and I'll leave them unnamed, that's so busy that they actually got involved with our program but hadn't taken the time to get inside of it because they need coaching. They need someone to help walk them through, connect with them, and help them demystify any aspect of it and make it happen. So if you are one of those people that are self-guided, you can get Families That Win. Get in there, get after it, get your family involved and make it happen. If you're a busy entrepreneur and you understand the value of coaching, I actually don't need to spend much time on coaching because I think you guys aren't here. You understand the value of coaching. So we've got family coaches inside of Ziegler Family, all of them are specifically in the areas of family. But because of the kind of experience that I have, every one of them are also entrepreneurs. All of them have their own business. Okay, the second guy down there is a former NFL player. He is CEO of a small restaurant chain of 7 restaurants. Okay, the one down at the bottom, he is the CEO of 5 recovery centers around the state of Indiana. The one up above was the director of licensing, and now she's a spiritual director. We've got Jen down there. She's been a teacher. She's a writer. She's gone through ZLC. We've got some phenomenal business coaches. We got CEOs of businesses, but also are passionate about families. So if you need that next level of connectivity with families that win, we've got coaches that can actually give you one-on-one coaching in the area of family so that your family can be, do, and have more. And I can tell you, I could sit up here and give you example after example of families that I've coached. And what I'm going to tell you is I've got a family that I started coaching a year ago. They were on the brink of divorce. I started coaching. I'm not a counselor. I'm just a coach. I just literally applied family meetings, family mission statement, family logo, Zig Ziglar proven wisdom. I didn't get into who was right and wrong and who wronged and who righted and all that stuff. I got them on the same page as a family, and not only are they thriving, this is an entrepreneur who is ready to walk away from it all. Family, wife, business, and he's now in the process. He just texted me a couple days ago that he's got an offer of 8 figures for his business. He has never been in a better spot in his life. And he had everything upside down because they were completely not on the same page. And again, I'm not a counselor. I never got into any of the messiness that was involved in their marriage. I just helped their family get on the same page through Zig Ziglar's wisdom. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually let you hear from another family that I started coaching a year and a half ago, and they were in some troubles. This is another entrepreneur, successful business guy, but they were going in completely the wrong direction as a family, and we started coaching them. They did a video for us, completely done by them. You'll understand that it's done by them, but I want you to listen to the message because it's powerful. While this message is going on, Michelle, if you guys could pass out the forms back there to the table, we'll go from there. Cool organization with a lame acronym. That's one family. Peter is an awesome guy, and I obviously won't get into some of the challenges they've had, but what a difference their family is. I love getting updates from them because they are truly realizing what it is that God had planned for their family, and they're doing it through very simple practices, none of which would be intimidating to any of you, all of which is something you can do for your family. So I'm going to get through this. I've got a little bit of time left. I'm going to go through it fairly quickly because this is either something that makes sense to you and you want to get involved in, or it's not. This is not about pressure sales. This is about giving you an opportunity to be more, to do more, and to have more for your family, and using a trusted resource to be able to do it. And so, number one, you can get involved. If you're self-paced and you like online courses and you can dive in and do the lessons, you can get involved very easy at the basic level. You get the Families That Win course and 6 months access to Thrive. If you are someone that wants the one-to-one coaching, you can get the Families That Win course. You can get a full year access to Thrive, which a full year access to Thrive is $300. So you get full year access to Thrive, and you get 6 one-to-one coaching sessions with one of our coaches. So you can one-on-one 6 different times throughout the year to really solidify and make sure that your family is becoming everything that you ever dreamed for your family to be. And the exclusive level is Families That Win course, a full year access to Thrive, and 6 one-to-one coaching sessions with me. This is the first time I've made myself available for coaching in almost 8 months. And the reason why is because I put all my time and energy into developing the courses, but I do love coaching families. I have coached families of CEOs that were 9-figure businesses and families of CEOs of small businesses. I love coaching. I'll take on just a small number of coaching families, and that's at the exclusive level. Now, because it's Howard's conference and he says you got to bring something, you got to bring the best, you can take your form and you can scratch out the basic and make it $247. You can scratch out the connected and make it $997. And you can scratch out the exclusive and make it $1997. So that's what you can get involved in here at the conference. Afterwards, obviously we have a website with all of this. You'll see the $297, $1497, $2997. But if you get involved, sign up, fill out the form. Here at the conference, that's what you can get. For those of you that want to budget it on a monthly basis, we do have 2 monthly options. The Connected has a monthly option of $95, and the Exclusive has a monthly option of $195. So you can write that in as well. All right? So that's how you can get involved in the Families That Win course and the Thrive community. Again, you get the Thrive community with this because we believe so much in what the Thrive community is doing. We wanted to throw this in, not make it something you had to purchase above and beyond for this. So, with that being said, you fill out the forms on your table to sign up, or you can go to ZieglerFamily.com/FTW special, or you can even shoot me an email at mark@ZieglerFamily.com. So, that's how you can get involved, fill out the form, and get involved in that way. Now, I want to kind of close with this message, all right? And I know I went through that pretty quickly, so I will tell you that I'll be in the back of the room. Back where my brother's at, back there, I'll just be back in that section right there. So if you have questions or you have some things that you want to know from me, I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. Or if you've got your form filled out and you want to bring it back there, you certainly can. You can drop it off to Michelle right there in the middle, or you can drop it off back to me back there. But here's the final thought that I want to leave you with, and it's an important final thought. You see, I almost wasn't here. In fact, I was supposed to be here on Monday, and I didn't come. And then I was supposed to be here on Tuesday, and I didn't come. And then I decided to go ahead and fly in on Wednesday, and there's a reason for that. The reason for that is the girl right there to my left with the little headband on, the blue headband, that's Mary. Mary turned 16 last October. She got her driver's license in January. One of the things that really puts dads on edge is when their kids get their driver's license and start driving. Last Wednesday, I got a phone call about 8:25 in the morning. My kids left for school at 8:05. I got a phone call, and it was a very low voice that said, "Dad, I'm underneath my car. Help me." And the phone went dead. I rushed out of the house. I knew it was Mary. I knew the route she took to school. And as a father, I was the first person on this scene. I knew she didn't make it. I just knew it. I started screaming her name. Nobody's there but me. I'm banging on the car, and she wakes up. And at that point, she vomits. And she's scared. She's confused. She doesn't know where she's at. I'm trying to calm her down. As you can imagine, every father out there, I would do anything to rip that car apart. And I couldn't get in there. I could not get in there. And so on the opposite side of the car, the window was broken out on the driver's side, and I crawled inside the window of the car, and I just held her. And that's all I could do. Her hair was soaked in gasoline. Gasoline was going everywhere. And all she said was, "Don't leave me." Let me tell you something. If that car had gone up in flames, I wouldn't be here today. I wasn't leaving that little girl. Now, I'm sharing this with you because I can stand up here and say, Mary's going to be just fine. I know how. Thank you. She is going to be just fine because God has a very special plan for this little girl. I got a phone call last night from a person who happened to come up on the scene and was watching. And he called because he wanted to find out who it was because he knew the little girl didn't make it. And he was in shock and disbelief when I told him she did make it. And that gave me a chance to share some pretty cool stuff with this guy. But the fact is that at that moment, I was never more helpless in my life as a father. I couldn't get her out of the car. There was nothing more that I could do but just hold on. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because after a few days, I couldn't talk about this for a few days, but after a few days, I realized that there is a time when I have felt that helpless. It was the time I'm sitting in my driveway, not wanting to go home. And the fact is that there are three kinds of families. There are families who are ever improving, goal-oriented, ready to go. Probably the ink is dry on the form, on the paper already. They're ready for their family to be, do, and have more. And then there's a second group of families that doesn't matter what I tell you, what I say, what I offer you, they're not making an investment in their family. They're going to let life lead their family. And the third group, and this is the group that I encounter most often, are people who love their family, who believe their family should be, do, and have more, but they wait for crisis. They wait for the crisis to happen. They're about to get divorced. A child gets hurt. Some crisis happens in their family. And that's when they go all in. And I'm here to tell you, don't wait for the crisis. Do not wait for the crisis. Go all in now. Because once they've left your home, it's very hard to influence them. Go in now. Full on go in. And if it's not with families that win, I'm okay with that. Do it some other way. But don't let life lead. Because if you're not leading your family, somebody is. I promise you, that is happening right now. If you're not leading them, somebody is. It may be a friend, it may be a video game, it may be a television show, but someone is leading your family. So, Zig Ziglar's famous quote, your family was designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. My final challenge to you is the day is today, the time is now for you to prove it. And if you need my team to help you, we'd be more than happy to help you prove that Mr. Ziglar was spot on about your family. Thank you.
Let's give it up for Mark. Whew. I don't know about y'all, but that story was pretty emotional, huh? I think we need a little pick-me-up energy. All right, everybody stand up. Stand up, because we're about to bring on a very, very special speaker.